These only affected countries. Thank you.
We would comment there. Merci bien.
Thank you for your comment.
So I think we have exhausted our comments on these topics. I would like to ask you to move on. Next, let us move on to victim assistance. The section reaffirms the state party's commitment to ensuring the full, equal, and effective participation of mine victims in society, and recognizes that to be effective and sustainable, victim assistance should be integrated into broader national policies, plans, and legal frameworks. The first two actions relate to the need to coordinate victim assistance at the government level, to have clear national action plans, and to carry out cross-governmental efforts to ensure that the needs and rights of mine victims are effectively addressed through national policies and frameworks, in particular to ensure sustainability, including following the implementation of Article 5. Then there is an action on the importance of national level database that is available to service providers, followed by actions addressing the need for effective first aid to casualties, national referral mechanisms, such as a comprehensive directory of services, and an action aimed at increasing the availability and accessibility of comprehensive rehabilitation support services. Action 32 focuses on taking steps to expand services to ensure that all mine victims have access to the highest standard of health care on an equal basis with other members of their society. The next action aims at the provision of psychological and psychosocial support, including through peer-to-peer support programs as part of the national healthcare system. Then efforts to ensure the socio-economic inclusion of mine victims through, for example, education and the removal of barriers is addressed. Finally, the action strives to ensure that the full inclusion and effective participation of mine victims and their representative organizations in all matters that affect them, as well as to ensure that relevant national humanitarian response and preparedness plans provide for the safety and protection of mine survivors and populations in affected communities in situation of risk, including situations of armed conflict, humanitarian emergencies, and natural disasters, in line with Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities and other relevant international humanitarian and human rights law and international guidelines. For that, we have received quite a number of comments on this section, mostly to strengthen the language, but some were more substantial. In the introductory paragraph, it was suggested to add a reference to mental health as well as to the women, peace and security agenda, which we can agree with. In Action 32, we remove all reference to psychological and psychosocial support and included it in a separate action dedicated to these matters. Otherwise, my sense is that most of you are happy with this section on victim assistance. But I would like to open the floor for more comments on the victim assistance section. Thank you.
ICBR. I see. Netherlands, Hendrik, my friend, we have the floor. And then I see Bill afterward.